It's now been 10 days since that devastating earthquake in Haiti, and the airwaves are filled with messages like this.
Time is critical. Please text Haiti to the number you see on the screen. $5, $10, our collective drop in the bucket could lead to a river of hope.
In a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more about charity and about the big telethon tonight and how you can give wisely. But in the meantime, let's go down to Haiti and the BBC's Nick Tate, who is Nick Davis. My apologies. Nick Davis is with us from Haiti. Nick, we're reading this morning about this plan to relocate 400,000 people out of Port-au-Prince, concern about disease there. Tell us a little bit about that and how things are going now in the effort to get some supplies and food to these people who so need it.
Two big questions. First of all, yes, the conditions in these camps, in these makeshift camps which have sprung up all over the city, little tent cities, actually that's actually not the best way to describe them, because they're not really tented. They're just really a patchwork of quilts, of zinc, of anything people can salvage from their homes. Obviously there's no sanitation. Conditions are getting pretty bad. Far too many children running around in this sort of situation. So the Haitian authorities have set up these villages which are going to be springing up to the north and to the south of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The plan, therefore, to put up to 10,000 people in these specially constructed areas, into these specially constructed villages, so that people can actually start living properly. They can actually start living life the way it should be lived, rather than the squalid conditions which exist in some of these makeshift camps which have sprung up all over the city.
Nick, if you could just tell us where you're standing right now. There's quite a bit of background noise, a lot of people around. I think I hear some music. And just tell us where you are and what you're seeing.
Well, the situation is I'm not actually that far from the airport. It's a little compound which the BBC have managed to get into. It's a small hotel, and there's lots of aid workers here, so we're getting it often firsthand in the evening, what they've seen, what they've been going through, them telling us their experiences. It's quite grim, it has to be said, in terms of what you see when you go around the city. I think you asked me just a short moment ago about aid and what aid is getting around to people in the city. And again, it's patchy. You can go into some areas and you can see water, you can see people getting food, and in others, nothing. There's an area called Cite Soleil, a very notorious ghetto shantytown in Port-au-Prince. And despite the fact it being not too far from here, not too far from the airport, it just seems a bit odd that, you know, US Marines are fanning out to rural areas to deliver food and to get aid to people, when just down the street there are people who haven't eaten for 9 days.
Wow, that's an interesting paradox right there. Nick, and that brings up an important point here. We're about to talk about how people can help and how people should or should not give money to help, but it sounds like it's not lack of money is not the problem. Is that accurate to say?
No, I think money is still important. People shouldn't get to a point where they think there's no point in giving money. The problem is that this is a logistical nightmare. The infrastructure of this country is gone. The government was pretty much decapitated by what's happened. What it needs is some form of proper organisation. The US is working with the UN to do that. But at the moment, things just don't seem to be gelling.
Nick Davis with the BBC in that aid compound there, bringing us up to date.
Wow.
Thank you very much for that.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, Clinton was saying the Haitians get to reimagine their country.
That's probably pushing it. If you ask people on the streets there, I think they might give an interesting response to that. Tonight, the American public will be asked to dig even deeper into their wallets. MTV's Hope for Haiti telethon is airing. A lot of celebrities participating, and it's across several channels as well. Ken Berger is the president and CEO of Charity Navigator. It's an organization that evaluates how well charities are operating. And Ken, good to have you with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, first of all, about this outpouring. Put this in some perspective for us. It sounds like there's been a tremendous response.
Yes, in 8 days, over $300 million has been raised already. And to put that in some context, during the Asian tsunamis in the first comparable number of days, it was about half that amount.
Wow.
Whereas in the case of the Katrina, it was about $450 million. But it's definitely up there as one of the all-time greatest examples of American generosity that we've ever seen. And it's also been historic with certain kinds of giving, such as text messaging, that we've never seen anything like it.
Tell us a little bit about this text message giving.
Well, you know, the Red Cross in 2008 raised about $200,000 from text messaging. So far, the Red Cross alone has raised over $25 million just from text messaging. And it really is opening a door to a whole new category of givers. Many much younger givers are participating in this. And so as a consequence of that, it's just been amazing. I mean, I know that when I communicate with my daughter, text messaging is the way. You know, this has just never been seen. And so for the first time, people are taking very seriously that these sorts of means of giving are now seriously on the landscape and will be here from now on.
Well, Ken, help me understand, though, if I give money via text on my phone, is the phone company making money off of this, or are they donating this transmission, if you will?
Normally, the answer to that question would be yes, but all of the major carriers have made a commitment to not have any fees associated with this, and in addition, they've expedited getting the money to the charities. Normally, it would take as much as 90 days for text, believe it or not, for text messaging donations.
There's some irony. Instant giving and 90 days to make sure that somebody pays the bill.
But they've expedited, though.
Right? That's good to hear.
That's great to hear.
That's good to hear. Ken Berger, the president and CEO of Charity Navigator, thanks very much, and we'll be watching that telethon tonight.